Top five at five.
To me, now we've reached the point of no return in New York. We got to get a new governor in there and overturn this no bail law.
77 WABC host Bill O'Reilly there. A teen turnstile jumper released following a slugfest with an NYPD cop. Again, spotlighting calls for bail reform. Whistleblowers surface alleging efforts within the FBI and the U.S. Justice Department to squash potentially damaging information into the president's son Hunter Biden's business and financial dealings. President Biden remarks, God willing, we're not in a recession ahead of highly anticipated second quarter GDP numbers. Homeland Security officials confirm over a 500,000 illegal immigrants called gotaways have evaded capture at the U.S.-Mexico border this year alone. 2 months after monkeypox surfaced in the U.S., the White House is looking at naming a monkeypox coordinator. Wild video, it's up on our website, capturing a 16-year-old boy punching an NYPD officer with the officer returning blows. The cop confronted this teen for allegedly jumping a turnstile at the 125th Street Lexington Avenue subway station in East Harlem just before 6 p.m. Saturday night. This teen, previously arrested for possession of a loaded gun and robbery, released the very next day on his own recognizance. 77 WABC host Bill O'Reilly spoke about it on Cats at Night with 77 WABC owner and operator John Katsimatidis.
It's actually shocking. This police officer is risking his life, and this kid does not care, clearly doesn't care, whether he hurts this officer or himself. Kid doesn't care. And what do you think is going to happen with that kid? He's going to kill somebody.
The boy was arrested and charged with assault on a police officer, obstruction of governmental administration, and resisting arrest, according to the NYPD. A teen girl also entered the fray and threw a couple punches at an officer before a female cop pulled her away. And the teen girl actually ended up sparring with a female cop. Both officers were treated and released at NYU Langone Hospital, with the male cop suffering swelling to his head and shoulder. You can take a look at that video up on our Twitter page at 77 WABC Radio. Well, highly credible whistleblowers have now come forward to senior Senate Republican Chuck Grassley, alleging a widespread effort within the FBI and the U.S. Justice Departments to downplay or discredit negative information about President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. That, according to letters reviewed by CBS News. The Republican senator wrote the letters to FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland on Monday, July 25th. Grassley is a ranking member on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. He said the whistleblowers alleged that legitimate streams of information and intelligence about the president's son were characterized as likely disinformation or prematurely shut down leading up to the 2020 presidential election. Here's Grassley on Fox News back in April.
What I and Senator Johnson have done at this point is bring out the facts and the bank records that prove that there was a close relationship between Hunter Biden, maybe James Biden, and business people in China.
CBS News first reported in April that more than 150 financial transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. The U.S. attorney in Delaware is investigating potential tax fraud, money laundering, and foreign influence peddling related to Hunter Biden. President Biden has said he was not involved in the business dealings of his son and brother. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden Monday downplaying recession fears. Biden said, God willing, the United States is not coming into recession. The president's remarks ahead of second quarter GDP figures, and that could show back-to-back negative quarters. Biden, recovering from COVID-19, took reporters' questions virtually on Monday about looming recession concerns. Biden citing unemployment at 3.6%, investments, and a hope of rapid to steady growth.
We're not going to be in a recession, in my view. The employment rate is still one of the lowest we've had in history. It's in the 3.6 area. We still find ourselves with people investing. My hope is we go from this rapid growth to steady growth.
The CPI Consumer Price Index rose 9.1% in June, according to the U.S. Labor Department. More than a half million known immigrants called gotaways have crossed the border into the United States, but evaded capture since the start of 2022. That's according to a new report. And multiple senior Department of Homeland Security sources confirmed the number to Fox News on Monday, despite admitting earlier this year that over 389,000 gotaways crossed the border monthly. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas insisted earlier this month that the border was secure.
The border is secure. The border, we are working to make the border more secure. That has been a historic challenge.
The White House working on naming a monkeypox coordinator in preparation for the possibility of even more cases emerging within the U.S. Right now, there are about 2,900 confirmed cases. Dr. Ashisha Jha, the White House COVID coordinator, told reporters Monday that more cases of monkeypox may pop up as testing ramps up.
But I do expect, by the way, that as all these national labs now come online, as they have over the last week, I would not be surprised if we see an increase in cases as testing becomes more robust. That's a very normal part of any outbreak response, is that as testing ramps up, you tend to see an increase in cases because people can identify.
The World Health Organization has declared monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.